This is Good Clean Talks. Welcome. We have an official intro now, although we can't hear it, but
you guys can hear it, and that's all that matters.
Hell yeah. I'm happy about this. I'm Dolan.
I'm Damien.
And we're two fucking podcasters sitting at a table, shooting the shit, and recording ourselves for God knows what reason.
So you guys can listen to us talk for
your entertainment.
Whatever you'd want to do that for.
Well, hopefully because we're an entertaining group and you can listen and then buy my products.
Buy his soap.
I make awesome soap. Good Clean Goods. Check it out. Also, goodcleantalks.com. If you're listening to iTunes, go to our website. Check it out. There's a couple of ad banners up there. One for, two of them for onnit.com. They're a human optimization group. I'm sure you see their advertisements on YouTube, but if you haven't, they have supplements, kettlebells, battle ropes, all kinds of cool shit. Go to the website and click on the ad. Go buy some shit. I've used all their supplements. They're fucking awesome. But definitely go to the website, click through the ads, because that helps us out making money, monetizing this shit, because, you know, we're not doing this for free. I mean, it's free to you, but it's costing us. Also, there's a Amazon link. Click through that link. Buy something on Amazon. You know, help us out because, you know, I get money for every time you click shit on my page. Do that. Help us out.
Buy his soap.
Yeah, definitely buy my soap because my soap is awesome. I mean, I would rather you support me than really any other group. But, you know, if I'm making money off of them, then whatever. So We recorded the last podcast. I think that was 14. This is 15, by the way. We've hit the bitch mark.
I know. Yeah, I was actually on the website the other day showing David because he wanted to listen to a couple of them. I went and we found it. And I was like, yep, nope, that's the one. Mm-hmm. He wanted to listen to a specific one.
Yeah.
That had to do with me and...
Oh, was that the blood and cum and fucking menstrual...
No. I don't think it was that one.
Tantric masturbation.
No.
Like six or five or
no,
something.
No, that was like four.
Yeah.
That was four. No, six was the one where the whole women calling men daddy thing came up, and I was just shouting from across, wait, I have a story for that.
You told me the other day, I don't remember if you told me that on the podcast or not, but you told me that you told that story on the podcast.
And I did.
I was like, no fucking way, because I don't keep track. Like, I just have a conversation, and sometimes it's recorded, and sometimes it's not. So
yeah.
I'm like, no fucking way, when you told me that we were recording.
Yeah, we were totally recording
that.
That is online for your listening pleasure, viewers.
I'm just hoping like my family doesn't go and fucking
find they don't
some
pick
shit.
That
it
one.
It doesn't really matter if they listen to it or not. I'll be like, hey, you know, it's your fucking funeral if you want to go listen
to
it.
Yeah, seriously.
I asked my mom earlier tonight if she wanted the podcast, and she's like, no, I wouldn't know what to do. And plus, I cleaned all your stuff up, and I was like, you did what?
But why would you do such a thing?
I was like, I'm recording a podcast tonight, and I came out here and like... My mixers, all the cords were still plugged in, but they were all fucking thrown in the box, like, all tangled and shit. So I was just, like, had this mild anxiety attack, like, how much I paid for this
heavy
equipment.
Breathing.
It's just, like, thrown in this box carelessly, like, no. But, yeah, because Josh was over and we kind of got in, like, catching up with him in the last podcast, I had some things that I wanted to talk about, but, never really got to him because conversation kind of flowed differently. Got a whole agenda up this time.
Oh, well, let's go ahead and give that a go.
Planned one out. I wanted to talk about my vow of silence.
How was that?
That's why there was no material posted. There was no podcast for a couple of weeks because I went a week without speaking, and then kind of like there was this transition period into it and transition period out of it where I wasn't really saying a whole lot. But it was definitely awakening in a sense, like just not saying anything. People were able to like talk to me, and I was able to like really really listen, you know. It's really like analyzing the way people are, and it's cool because I got to see who in my life is the most respectful.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are, like, surprisingly, you know, people were okay with the fact that I wasn't saying anything. You know, I had a notepad, so I showed them like vow of silence, and I had it written on my hand, like vow of silence. So it was really interesting. And just like the conversations that I would have with people, I wasn't so quick to say what I have to say. So I got to hear a lot more out of people.
That's
than
good.
I normally would. I definitely learned a valuable lesson about like interrupting people, like the badass habit that I have.
Yeah.
I was listening to one of my other podcasts today and everybody was talking and I'm just like, Hey, listen to me. Hey. And you know, after being silent for that time,
fuck your point. I want you to hear my point.
You know, it's difficult when you have like four or five people and they're all drinking, but
yeah,
you know, it's different when you're trying to have a philosophical conversation. You know, it's a lot easier when you have just a couple people too.
It also depends on the people that you're with. That's the other part of it.
Yeah.
Whole week without talking. I can do that. I'm pretty sure I've done that, not out of any like necessitated need to just decide, oh, I'm going to not speak and promote it.
It's easier for introverts.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't have something to say sometimes, just don't talk.
Every extrovert that I told I was doing the vow of silence too, they were like, oh, I could not do that. I talk way too much. And I'm like, I mean, I talk, but I don't need to. I learned that I can survive just fine without saying a word. And, you know, I was like happier. I found myself going places. Like I went to downtown Disney by myself and fucking saw a movie. And I was like sitting there watching live music and shit, just drinking a coffee. Like,
how the hell did you order your ticket?
I was reading the Tao Te Ching. They have a,
use the touch.
The computer touchscreen box. Okay. Yeah, I'm doing that with my fingers, but I'm like, oh, the listeners can't see that. I have to vocalize that. The touchscreen.
There were times when we're nodding and making physical gestures to each other. We'll shortly realize that, oh, they can't see what we're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, that it was pretty cool. I mean, it's definitely a learning experience. My professor, one of the ones that I look up to the most, he asked me how I was doing. I was like, vow of silence. I held up the paper and he's like, oh, it's a, that's a tradition in Hindu yoga and Buddhism called Mauna. And I'm like, what? And I asked him to like write it down and he did. And I did some research on it. And it's like this long held spiritual practice that's been done for centuries. And, you know, I had no idea that, I mean, I knew people did vow of silences, but I had no idea that it was such a long done tradition, and just learning about it was interesting because I'm like learning about this thing that I'm practicing that I just started practicing with no idea whatsoever what I was doing. And just like it was so meditative because by the end of it, like, man, like when I finally did speak again, Shorty came over. Last time I saw him, probably last time I'm gonna see him for a while, he came over. And, like, I go to say something to him, and I'm like, like, my vocal cords just...
I've forgotten how to formulate sentences. Shit.
Yeah. He comes over, and he brings, like, a couple of people with him that I don't know. And I'm like, okay, I'm cool with chilling with people that I don't know, but the thing is, he ends up leaving with this girl. And he's like, yeah, we'll be right back. We're going to this person's house to smoke. I'm like, wait, what? What about these people? Oh, by the way, a couple of minutes before that, we had just eaten some mushrooms. So here I am tripping at my house with two people I don't know.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And one of them is, like, super fucked up. And the other one is just, like, angry. She's just angry that her friends left her. And I'm like, you know, like, a couple hours pass, and we're just still chilling there. You know, after a while, I'm tripping to the point where I'm just, like, doing things, you know? And they're just like, whatever. And I'm like, either you guys are gonna walk away or I'm gonna drive you away, but I'm chilling until you make that decision. I mean, it was cool, but fucking, we couldn't get a hold of Shorty. We called the girl he was with and she just hung up on us. So it just really, really pushed my buttons. And then, yeah, I don't know, some other shit happened.
God, you just don't do that.
No, yeah, it's so
But such horrible psychedelic ingesting etiquette. You don't just leave random people with other random people.
Right? And after, that's the first time that I spoke to. But I mean, it was cool because, you know, not speaking to anybody, and then the first people that I really have in-depth conversations with, I don't know at all. So it was really an interesting experience. Like, the one guy's going to help me with my website with search engine optimization. And the other girl, she was really cool. She wants to hang out with me. So, yeah, it was definitely a cool experience, but I still think it's pretty fucked up of the short man. But you know, you live, you learn, kind of one less person on my list of people to hang out with. Because recently in my life, I've kind of like, one of the reasons for my vow of silence was that I've lost a lot of friends recently. Like, just for this reason or that reason, they stopped chilling with me or I stopped chilling with them, whatever the reason may have been. But I was going through some like pretty fucked up shit, like with addiction and just like nothing too serious, but like I was drinking and shit was dark, man. Like, I would wake up and tear myself up. Like, I fucking hate what I said. I hate what I did, you know? So eventually kind of all like the social pressure that was put on me was kind of relieved, which, you know, I spent a week doing nothing, then a week of doing absolute, well, I was actually doing shit by myself on my week of silence, but it was really therapeutic. You know, coming out of that, I've been slowly building up more and more people. Then I'm like, I'm meeting more people and talking to cool people, and you know, it's cool, but I feel like I turned the page. I actually like closed the book and opened a new book. Like, the whole, like, you know, end of one chapter and starting of a new chapter in a person's life that I felt like I've experienced, like, you know, a new chapter, like when you moved out of the apartment.
Yeah.
We started chilling different places. That was a new chapter. This was like the closing of a book for me.
It's good.
And I'm writing the next in the series now. Like, it was more than just a chapter shift. It was just this whole total paradigm. And it's cool. I feel really happy now. But what makes me happiest is these tool tickets that I have.
Yeah. Yeah, I wish I would have jumped on those.
It's the week of my birthday, too.
And
I'm going to see two shows. I'm going to Nashville, and then Yankee and I are going to Nashville, and then we're going to Atlanta.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's going to be epic. I can't even, like, I want to squeal like a little girl, so I want to change the subject because my excitement is just like... Oh, man, it's great. This is my spiritual mecca, man. It's the one thing for me that makes my heart complete.
That's going to be something else.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can probably still find tickets to Nashville because... like 75% of the tickets were scalped up immediately and the prices got jacked because they're like 60, 70 bucks. But then I bought the tickets in Nashville for like 100 something a piece.
Nah.
The Atlanta tickets were like 60 bucks a piece, but
that's not too bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Much rather have a new Tool album than a tour, but you know,
I would rather have an album too, but I'm hoping like maybe the album drops like right before the tour and like they're playing new music.
That would be cold and fucking heartless. That would be absolutely cold and heartless.
Oh, well, you know, I'm excited either way.
Oh yeah, I would be too.
A new Tool album, granted, would be a hell of a lot cheaper than a fucking tour, but
yeah,
it doesn't matter because no matter what they're doing, album tour, I'm giving them my money.
Yeah, here, take my money.
Oh man. So did you see the photo of Miley Cyrus wearing the strap-on penis and the bra? Like the bear, like the bra was colored and shaded and had like nipples and shit.
I'm sorry, what?
you didn't see that picture that was surfacing?
No, I don't think I've seen that one.
It was like a concert or something. She's like, she's wearing nothing but this like weird bra that has like leather straps, but it has like tits, like flesh colored, and it actually has tits, and I think it was plastic. And she's also wearing a strap-on penis.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh. I mean, I get the whole you're no longer Hannah Montana thing and you're branching out in your...
A stoner and... But the thing is, she's like a feminist kind of like female rights activist too. But it's not like my issue isn't what she's doing so much as the way that people are reacting to it on social media. Like, everybody's blowing up about it. Like, people are flagging it, trying to have it removed, and Facebook is like, it's not pornography because technically it's not showing any of her lady parts, so we're going to allow it. And people are like fuming over it.
Well, they need a reason to fume over everything. Look at how offended our generation is by anything nowadays.
Fucking Starbucks cups.
Oh my god. Like, at first, I had no idea what was going on. I usually just check Facebook to see if any bands are coming to town, if there's some new music going on, or random crap like that. And I just see a spool of shit about red cups. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I finally start reading. I'm like, are these people who pay $5 for a fucking cup of coffee seriously bitching that it's red?
Dude, their coffee is not that great.
I love their coffee. I like their espresso a lot.
I think that it's got this weird, like, I don't know if it's like the Colombian roast. It's just the way that it's roasted. It's good. It's much better than like 7-Eleven coffee or some shit. But man, I saw this video that I have to agree with. This guy was sitting, there drinking, and you see the red cup in front of him. And he's just like, you know, I don't care what the Starbucks cup looks like. You know, I don't care what it means, what it symbolizes. I don't care if it's anti-Christian. You know, I don't care what it symbolizes. You know why? And then from behind the Starbucks cup, he picks up a Dunkin' Donuts cup and he's like, cause I like real coffee.
Oh shit. Oh, that's great.
I totally agree though. I mean, Dunkin' Donuts, the thing about their fucking coffee, at least the one at my school, they serve it way too hot. Like, you get the cup, and I'm like, I want to get the coffee and then drink it.
Oh, yeah, no, it's searing hot. It's horrible.
I'm like, why do I have to wait 20 goddamn minutes? And it's in a fucking styrofoam cup, so it's not going to get cold that quick, you know? Like, the one from, like, the other shops at school, like, they're just, like, the no-name fucking vanilla bean or whatever.
Yeah, the little bean company.
Yeah. Their coffee is at the perfect temperature. I mean, you might want to take a minute or two before you start drinking it, but it's fucking perfect. You know, those places, man, it's incredibly hot, but it is nice to sit and drink a cup of Starbucks, you know, depending on where you're at. I just feel fancy, you know, it's like one of those brand recognition, like, yeah, I'm a classy bitch.
I am basic white girl. I love it when pumpkin spice lattes come around. I white girl hard as fuck.
Dude, ordering a coffee while not speaking was fun.
You just write it down and hand them the piece of paper.
Yeah, but the cool thing is I like my coffee in like a large half calf. So like all I do is write it down once and I ordered like 3 or 4 coffees just with the same like sign.
Multiple uses out of a singular piece of paper.
You know, the funny thing is, like, some people, when you write things down and you show them, like, some people would talk back, but, like, every once in a while, there would be that person that would, like, reach for my notepad and pen and, like, instinctively want to write things down just, like, to communicate back. And I'm like, I point to my ear and mouth, I can hear you. But
I haven't taken a vow of listening. Yeah. I can understand the words coming out of your mouth. Thank you very much.
I should just walk around with earplugs and fucking, like,
force people to like write to you,
like a blindfold on too, and just like a cane, and just like walk around, like slinging it back and forth in the air. Like,
just be whipping a bunch of people. Wouldn't it be serving its purpose?
But what? I mean, they're not gonna know what to make of me, so I don't think I would piss anybody off too much.
They'd Maybe be like, you could just wear dark sunglasses like, instead.
Yeah, I could, and like wear like get one of those like solid leashes that have like the imaginary dog at the end
and use that as your walker.
Well, have like a walking cane on one end and just hold like the leash with the imaginary guide dog and walk around with the blind or like dark sunglasses.
I would want to know if you could talk obviously, but listen to me so that I could ask what drugs you're on, because they must be good.
So I'm probably going to do that now next time I actually get on some drugs. I'll take, like, some ecstasy or, like, some mushrooms or something and, like, go to a public place, like, fucking downtown Disney.
Walking around like that. Oh, man.
You know, fucking Disney will probably, like, have their managers come and, like, offer to escort me around, and I would totally accept. I would, like, signal to my notepad and, like, write down as slow as I can in, like, the smallest letters ever, how is your day going? And then just, like, hold it up to
I would love to watch that happen.
we'll have to get some cameras, make an extension of the podcast, have like a whole media.
A little video feed.
Good clean videos. Good clean shows.
Well, no, we can't call it good clean videos because we call this good clean talks and there's nothing clean about it. And if we're going to follow that, then good clean videos just leaves a world of open possibilities.
Yeah, you know, I actually it never stated why we call it good clean talks on the podcast. I mean, it's not clean at all. Might be good, but it's not clean.
I don't know. You came up with it.
It's ironic. Yeah. But I never actually stated why I call it Good Clean Talks. It's just because, you know, Good Clean Goods, Good Clean Talks. I like the whole Good Clean Empire idea. I've stated that a couple of times, but there's a certain irony. Like the soap, that is good. That is clean. Soap is clean. Buy my soap, goodcleangoods.com. Check it out. Lavender soap is fucking awesome. But Good Clean Talks,
it's not clean.
There's a level of irony to it. I mean, it is what it is. Back to the Starbucks cups. You know, Donald Trump said that he was gonna
Oh, fucking moron.
He was gonna,
God, idiot.
He was going to end the lease in Trump Tower to Starbucks because of it.
Oh no. Man's bankrupted. How many corporations were worried about him taking away a Starbucks lease? They're fine. They're they work at Disney now.
See,
they're
like,
good.
I'll insult Trump all day long, but when it comes to the bankrupting thing, that's a smart business move. The way that it was set up and the way that his name was tied to the company at the time, he lost nothing and gained everything.
Oh yeah,
it's a smart. He's written books, and those books, like him and Robert Kiyosaki, they're pretty fucking smart. Warren Buffett, they all like, you know, they all have really great things to say about business. Not so much running a country though. I don't know. He's a dipshit. I saw this thing on the news today. Like, this lady was criticizing Trump, saying that all he does is drapes the American flag around him and embroiders the word Trump on the back and just says he wins and people believe him.
Oh, he appeals to the masses wonderfully. That's the scary part. It's not so scary that he's running for president. What's scary is the amount of people who are actually supporting him for president, and that says a lot about our current social standing as a population. If you have that many simple-minded people who you get one fucking moron who gets up there just like, make America great again with his stupid-ass fucking toupee, and they're all listening and clapping while he's making fun of tons of highly intelligent people, and his whole agenda is to, I'm gonna build a wall.
I just had to do a report about that today in school. I did a presentation on it. I mean, on media bias, but, you know, the most bias in media right now is, you know, political bias of Donald Trump. So he was one of the main focuses of our presentation, and it was about immigration. So he's just saying these idiotic things like building a wall. You know, a very large percentage of illegal immigrants come here legally with visas and let them expire and just stay. So the whole wall thing only accounts for about 60% of illegal aliens.
That's not surprising. I mean, it's almost our fault for feeding them money, and then they stay here.
Well, no, it's beneficial to us. Like, having illegal aliens here is beneficial, whether you wanted to admit it or recognize it or not, because what happens is, you know, like, native-born people are more likely to work jobs in, like, management and sales and, you know, higher-paying jobs, so they're not willing to work these low-skill jobs, so like the farming and shit, the employers hire illegals and they don't pay them as much, and that economically gets handed down to us and makes our food cheaper, our goods cheaper. So we do benefit from having illegals here.
I wouldn't say that any of our goods or food is cheaper. The price of food's gone up drastically over the past 10 years.
Yeah, because these assholes trying to throw out the fucking illegals. Blame the Republicans. Those cunts.
Yeah. I mean, I don't. I'll be the first one. I don't know too much about politics, but I think that both parties are seriously flawed.
There's such a crazy, like, ebb and flow of everything. So having a two-party system is kind of
It wasn't supposed to be like that.
It's not that feasible. I mean, the country is much bigger, you know, than it was. But any good politician, anybody that's going to do great for this country, is going to fall either slightly left or slightly right of center. So you've got, like, these crazy people, Donald Trump, playing the extreme right wing, which is very emotional-based and gets people revved up. And you've got people like Bernie Sanders playing the extreme left wing, which is also playing to people's, like, you know, need for equality and, you know.
Which is a lie, because there's no such thing.
They've both got really good points, but the thing is, they've got really good points and really bad points. If you want something that makes sense, look more towards the center. You know, and unfortunately, third party will never make it. I mean, at least in the next couple of years. But let's see, we've seen a black president, and we have a really potential female candidate. So, you know, third parties might be up and coming.
Baffling to my mind, the fact that they're still letting her even run for president, considering the entire Benghazi scandal and how long it's gone on for and how much evidence there is towards her guilt in the entire situation. It's like, oh, no, it's cool. You can keep running for president.
You know, during the CNN debate, Bernie Sanders was clearly up on the polls by 74%. Mm-hmm. And then after the debate, magically the numbers changed to show that Hillary won. And if you look at CNN, it's owned by a company called Time Warner. And that company donated millions and millions and millions of dollars to Hillary's campaign fund.
I'm so happy this didn't explode. Yeah. That was a mild segue, listeners. We'll get that story in a little bit.
So, like, these people manipulated the media's outlook to make it seem like Hillary won. And they've been, like, there's documents that show that they've contributed greatly to her campaign fund. So, you know, Time Warner obviously wants Hillary to become president.
Well, that's all it really is nowadays. Look at the fact that all the media is owned by a grand total of six corporations.
Mm-hmm.
And
something like that.
Yeah, it's six corporations. And then those corporations are split up amongst three or four individuals, maybe, and they are the 1% who are running for president. And then you get, like, one thing I like about Bernie Sanders is he's raised all of his money himself.
Through people.
He doesn't have these bigwigs throwing him all this money for his campaigning, which is good, even though he will cripple our economy if he becomes president.
Socially, it makes sense. Economically, he makes no sense.
Yeah.
Like, economically, I'm sure Trump makes sense a little bit, but socially, he makes no sense whatsoever. It's so fucked. I wish you could just take, like, the economic policies of Republicans and the social policies of Democrats and just fucking throw them into one party and elect that person.
Oh, you mean like how it was when our country and it was
pro-choice, but not incredibly high taxes and free fucking healthcare.
It's been, I forget which one of them said it, but they clearly stated that do not split off into two groups. If you do that, it's going to falter. And that's what you went and did because you, in Wexons way, way back in the day, the people running against each other, whoever won was president and whoever was lost was vice president. And that helped keep a balance in the system.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it helped keep balance in the system.
But technically, the vice president's not in the Constitution, so it's no surprise how that changed.
Yeah. Oh, they don't even. The Constitution's a fucking joke now, anyway. It's not like anybody abides to it anymore.
Yeah, it's a cool guideline. I mean, if we didn't have it, we would still be
screwed.
You know, fucking women and blacks would not be allowed to vote if we didn't follow the Constitution and the amendments to it.
Yeah. Well, that's where it starts. The kicker starts is when you get to the amendments. So
they update with time, you know. The more we move forward, the more sense that they make. And then you got certain cases like Brown versus Board and Miranda versus Arizona that do, like, fundamental changes, which, you know, they're cool. You know, sometimes we need to sit back when we have a controversial issue and, like, let the Supreme Court kind of.
Fun story. I did not get my rights read to me when I was arrested.
Well, I got the bail money at least refunded. Do you have any fines to pay?
No. Actually, that's the other thing I was surprising is they, nothing. I literally walked in there. They said, here, you don't have court. Take this piece of paper. Go online. Steal your records.
Yeah.
It's like, well, oh, okay.
They probably saw that the fellow that pressed charges has warrants in like three states and is a fucking flaky person and just probably didn't follow up to anything.
I just thought
his personality. He's not nearly that disciplined.
I just thought it was funny that I didn't get my rights read to me because I remember like growing up and having government classes and that Miranda versus Arizona coming up and it's just like they have to read you your rights. They have to read you your rights.
Probably did that on purpose.
And it's just like, but they didn't read my rights. I mean, I could have read them to them. It would have been fine. But
I mean, they probably didn't want to arrest you, but he was pressing charges, so they had to. So they were like, oh, whoops. Sorry about that. Forgot to read you your rights.
Oh, that was fun. Don't go to jail, kids. Stay out of jail.
Oh, yeah, that's a given. I don't know who wants to go to jail. maybe homeless people that need like food and shit, but there's a way. There's always other ways.
Yeah.
So another reason for my vow of silence, I hate to change the subject, but it was around the same time as the attack on Paris.
Okay.
So I kind of like everybody on Facebook was like, I have an opinion, listen to me. And then it got worse than that because they were like, your opinion is wrong. Don't mourn for this person's death where there is bullshit going on in Syria. So pay attention to that and not this. Who cares if a bunch of European people? Like, and I'm like, Christ, people just died. Like, can you just take a step back real quick and listen to yourself? You're spewing this hate after a tragedy. That's not, like, an American thing to do. That's not, like, a human thing to do. So, you know, I posted this thing, like, can we just take a moment of silence? And then I'm like, I really, 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 really just want to get on Facebook and blast my opinion to everybody and tell them how shitty they are. And I'm like, no, wait, they're not shitty. They're just, you know, the ones that are spewing this hate are slightly misguided. But I'm like, no opinion that I can give is going to accurately display the point that I want to make if I'm speaking about it. So I just decided to shut my mouth for a week.
Most impressive. I commend you for that.
You know, and... you know, oh man. You know, the fucked up thing is, even though I wasn't speaking for a week, some people still told me I was wrong.
How can I be wrong if I'm not saying anything?
Right? This one kid in particular kept sending me things about Syria. And, like, I made no statement whatsoever that Paris was the only reason why I wasn't speaking. So he keeps sending me this shit, like, Syrian refugees, this, terror, war in the Middle East.
That's been going on for thousands of years.
And I'm like, dude, first of all, I haven't spoken at all, and that's pretty much all I have to say. And I didn't even say that because I wasn't speaking, but I was still wrong. Yeah, you know, it's terrible. It's fucking terrible.
It just goes to show how ignorant some people can be and how easy it's been made to be ignorant and to spew your ignorance thanks to social media. Because you get like get all these people, I'm going to put the Paris flag on my Facebook page as my profile picture.
I don't know what that does. I'm not against it.
It does absolutely nothing.
It helps soothe people's feeling of helplessness, and that's great. You know, I'm all for that. It doesn't mean I'm going to go and change my profile picture because I necessarily don't feel the need to help because I'm one person. But I honored what happened in my own way.
That's good.
You know?
I
didn't speak for a fucking week. They just changed their profile picture.
when I saw that happen again, all I could think of is when gay marriage was being legalized all across the country all at once. They finally passed it. And they were fighting for it, which is...
they did the rainbow flag?
Yeah, absolutely wonderful. I mean, that's great. You want to get married, whoever you want to marry to... More fucking power to you, dude. There's no one should be able to tell you who you can and cannot marry.
Well, the whole thing about gay marriage goes even deeper than that. It's you know, your loved one dies in the hospital and you can't do anything. You can't see them. Yep. You can't sign papers.
I know, which is why it was very important. But what I was trying to get at is after it happened, a company released a study that they did that they actually used that as a social experiment to see how many people would actually do it. And the numbers were staggering, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So all these people got used like sheep and they were not happy about it afterwards.
Facebook's done that before. You know, they manipulated people's news feeds to where at a given time when they were statistically more likely to post statuses, their news feed was filled primarily with either positive or negative statuses from their friends. So they would scroll down and it would be like people like, oh, I'm having a shitty day. Oh, I hate my life. Oh, today sucks. Oh, my life sucks. Or that's group A. Group B would see like, I love my life. Everything is amazing. I love fucking everything. I'm in love. Shit is perfect right now. You know, the people that saw group A's statuses, they wanted to see statistically what kind of statuses they would post. So they saw these miserable statuses in turn became miserable and posted miserable things, while the people that saw the positive statuses became happy and posted positive things. So they manipulated people's emotions.
That's awesome. I mean, that's terrible, it's such a good experiment.
It's cool that they got like statistical information on it, but it's fucking terrible that they made people see these miserable things.
That's so funny.
This is what Obama says about Syria and the refugees. When I hear political leaders suggesting that there would be a religious test for which persons who are fleeing from a war-torn country is admitted, when some of those folks themselves came from families who benefited from the protection when they were fleeing political persecution, that's shameful. That's not American. I totally agree with that. Like, I don't know. I was never really into politics, but I always held this, like, thing against Obama because everybody was like, dude, Obama sucks. But I started, like, listening to, like, what he says. And dude's slightly left of center. He makes fucking sense. He's balanced.
He's done some hypocritical things. I mean, they all do it. And unfortunately, because he is not white, people are going to continue to...
I don't know what that has to do with anything.
It has to do with everything, because it's all so shitty to say that it has to do with everything, but they're holding him to a higher standard. So it's going to look back on... When we look back after his last term is over, people are going to see the bad things that he's done, and unfortunately, a vast majority of them are going to contribute that to the color of his skin and not the content of his character.
I don't care what most people are doing. I judge him for the content of his character.
Yeah. I mean, he's done some good things. I know the whole Obamacare thing, a lot of people... I do not agree with the whole being fined for not having it, but I do know people who, without Obamacare, would not have gotten the treatment that they needed and would probably not be alive right now because of it.
See, I still don't understand it fully. I mean, I tried looking into it, but it's I can't wrap my mind around it.
Yeah, it's very confusing. It wasn't very well thought out to begin with, so...
It probably just needs some revision. I don't know how I feel about universal health care.
Like, Canada has it, and they do just fine.
Yeah, but we're a little bit bigger than Canada, like, in population, but I don't know. But this is what Trump had to say about the refugees. Refugees from Syria are now pouring into our great country. Who knows who they are? Some could be ISIS. Is our president insane? And then he's talking about building a, instead of taking refugees, he's talking about building a safe zone in Syria. He calls it a big, beautiful safe zone. And you have whatever it is so people can live, I'm quoting, and they'll be happier. It'll cost you tremendously less, much less, than they'll be there and the weather's the same. And all the different things, and then it's all over. They move back. They go back into their cities. They rebuild their cities and start out, and they start over again.
Please tell me that's not verbatim.
End quote.
That is verbatim.
Verbatim.
What a fucking moron. Why are people listening to this ignorant fuck? Does he have, like, a fucking five-year-old writing his speeches?
In theory, disregarding the grammar and the repetitive stream of consciousness.
You can't do that. That's
bullshit.
Very important.
Disregarding safe zone sounds cool, but that just means more Americans going into the Middle East where they don't fucking belong and causing more shit to happen.
God. It's like having FEMA camps here. Is that what he's getting at?
That's exactly a fucking FEMA camp.
Oh, man. You know, I remember another leader of a country that built camps to hold one type of people, and his name was fucking Hitler, you asshole. Look how that turned out.
Dude, Trump is the next Hitler, if he gets elected.
Oh, man.
Some people are not fucking stupid, though. So the cool thing about today is, I'm not saying, like, a major genocide. You have to be a podcast listener to get that one.
It was genocide.
I'm not saying that a major genocide can't happen. All I'm saying is we have the internet, and we have this interconnectivity. We have these fucking incredibly powerful tools of information that it's a
lot
less.
We used to look at videos of cats.
Yeah. But, you know, if you like, even if the government is censoring internet, if you get into the deep web, you can still communicate outside of that. There's ways around censorship and shit. But this is what Carson said. The media is already reporting that the government officials believe that ISIS terrorists responsible for the grotesque attack left Syria posing as migrants, and were able to gain safe entry into France, Belgium, and perhaps other Central European countries. So he's saying that Syrian refugees, air quotations, left Syria, and they were actually ISIS, and they, you know, were basically responsible for the shit that happened in France.
Well, they, right after the attacks, they had caught 5 Syrian refugees in Greece with fake passports.
When I was reading about it, there was, you know, one instance that didn't make a lot of sense to me that kind of stuck out in my mind, because one of them had like a distinct English accent or Irish accent or something. I got really curious as to what actually happened in France, so I wrote it down in the podcast agenda, which I've been following pretty much this whole time, which is actually pretty cool to sit and actually follow an agenda on a podcast, because I'm getting everything that I wanted to say for the past week or so out. So, but first thing that happened in France was 2 suicide bombers at a soccer game. The 2 bombs went off, and then 2 restaurants were attacked with assault rifles, and 15 people died. There was another explosion at the stadium, so another suicide bomber. And then there was a shooting outside of a bar. There were 100 shell casings found. 8 people were killed. Others were wounded. Another restaurant was attacked. Another 100 casings found. 19 people were killed. Another suicide bomber attacks a restaurant. 1 seriously injured. Others slightly injured. And this is the thing that sticks out in my mind that doesn't really make as much sense as the others. Gunmen attack a concert hall, which...
Eagles of Death Metal were playing at?
Yeah. And they were shouting, Allah Akbar. And Eagles of Death Metal were playing, and they killed 89 people, and they took hostages. They took hostages at none of the other attacks that happened. Gunmen made a brief address mentioning Syria and Iraq, so they took hostages and started shouting about Syria and Iraq. And a couple of them were said to have English accents. So that doesn't make any sense to me, really. I don't think a lot of Americans are really, really looking into what's going on here.
Oh, that's another part of the problem, is because you have the media outlets that we have that feed us our information, people take that at face value and don't try to do any more research into it.
Then there was a blast outside of the stadium, and that was... I guess somebody like fled and didn't want to be a suicide bomber anymore, but he was caught running from the stadium, and he got blown up in the street between the stadium and a McDonald's or something. And then police raided the music hall. The terrorists were all killed or committed suicide. One identified as a 30-year-old French national from a Paris suburb.
Oh, that's also part of the general population's misconception, is that all members of ISIS are Muslim. They're not, because it's not a religion. It's they're following an ideal. Now, yes, a lot of that ideal stems from the Muslim religion, but they're everywhere.
Well, I mean, I don't want to sound too conspiracy theorist here, but what do we know about ISIS?
Well, first and foremost, they were created and funded by the United States government.
Okay,
that is the main thing that people, I think, either don't realize or choose to just forget about.
They said the same thing about the Taliban, didn't they?
We funded them too.
ISIS is like evolved Taliban.
Pretty much. I mean, it's bad when the United States government was funding them to fight rebels, and then they turned around and took all of our weapons and training and flipped it back on us. Which we, as shitty as it may be to say, and listeners can be as pissed off as you want, we kind of deserve for that to happen, because we were sticking our noses in somewhere where we didn't belong, where we already have prior engagements, which did not really turn out in our favor, and now we're helping these people along and giving them the tools they need to commit further atrocities like they just did in Paris.
Well, the thing about terrorism is, you know, it's shitty. People get killed. It sucks. But perpetuating fear is a billion-dollar industry.
Oh, yeah.
News channels make money. The ratings go up. You know, wars in the Middle East. We get the oil. you know, certain rich people benefit greatly for other people attacking innocent people. It's just there's chaos and the dollars flow. So, I mean, I'm not discrediting any fucking terrorist organization or discrediting anybody's deaths. All I'm saying is that do we really need to be scared of ISIS? What if this is just some type of fucking media propagated fear-mongling bullshit?
Another false flag attack.
What's that false flag attack?
The video with the news reporter that was shot.
In Iraq?
No. It was here. I cannot recall. Hold on a second.
False flag attack. I got a computer in front of me, so if you want me to look it up.
Yeah, it was right after...
False flag operates as a covert operation conducted by governments, corporations, and other organizations which are designed to deceive the public in such a way that the operations appear as if they are being carried out by other entities.
Yes. That's the technical term for it. But
that's exactly what I'm saying.
The one that I'm referring to, it was the white female news reporter and her cameraman. I cannot remember where it was.
Was it Cold War era or was it recent?
No, this was recently. This was right after the white kid shot up the church and killed all the people in the black church.
So 2015?
Yes. And shortly after this attack occurred.
Was that the attack on Chicago? I think that's your phone. Do you hear that?
I'm not touching anything.
That's weird. I just got some weird feedback. Yeah, I don't know. While you're busy looking on your phone, I'm going to speak because, frankly, silence is...
Here we go. I found it. Hold on 1 second. While this loads up.
I'm waiting 1 second. So I saw this video of this guy playing with a yo-yo in space, like in a spaceship. It's cool.
How the hell did that work?
Physics, man. It worked differently than on
There's
Earth.
There's no gravity, though.
A lot differently. Because the ball bearings and shit that spin in the yo-yo and you can, like, you know, around the world and dancing around the planets and some shit. It was fucking fascinating, man. Like, because the physics were totally different, he was able to do a totally different set of tricks. It was insane. If you guys could look that up at home, I'm sure it's on YouTube, like Yo-Yo in Space, if you just search that.
Okay. Now that I found it, I was right that it was in retaliation to the church shooting that occurred in Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh, the church shooting?
Yes, but this is what came afterwards. It's during a live news report, and guy comes up, start shooting at the news reporter and the cameraman. When the picture of the man that they're showing is an African American man who is, his name is Vester Flanagan, a former WDBJ reporter who went by the name Bryce Williams on a vow to make a stink and is going to be a headlines, according to court-related papers to the firing. Now, the problem with this video is that if you watch... Whoa. If you actually watch the video and take the
fuck
time...
What is that?
I don't know. Might be your phone. Your phone's on the table.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, that's me. It's
vibrating. So... My bad. When he shoots at the news reporter, you see 4 or 5 shots go off, and he's aiming directly at her, and she starts running. What does it look like? She gets hit. The gun recoil, from the way he's firing this weapon, completely off. He's using a Glock. And there's no blood. The delayed reaction from the time of him shooting at...
So it was doctored?
Yes, very much so. Which is where the whole false flag comes into play. And other things, and also not to get to conspiracy theory, the Sandy Hook shootings.
Yeah.
And then there was when the Boston Marathon bombing happened. And one other one, the media uses a picture of this woman. I don't remember her name, but it's the exact same woman in all of these attacks that have gone on over the past couple years in completely different places, what are the chances?
So the picture that they use of this woman, what is it?
She's all distraught. And no, it's just a civilian. She's just distraught and freaking out.
And she saw all of these.
She's at all of them. I don't want to go too conspiracy theory.
What would I put in the search criteria to look this up?
Oh man, I don't even know. I mean,
Sandy Hook.
You could try images for the Sandy Hook shooting.
Ooh, Sandy Hook hoax. I might find something into that.
Yeah, that could be good.
I go to images and look for like a woman. I think I found it.
We're not here to spread conspiracy propaganda, listeners. We're just pointing out certain facts that are apparent.
I don't like the connotation behind conspiracy theories. Like, I'm not a fearmonger. I'm not about any of that shit. Like, everybody's out to fuck you over. The government's gonna fuck everybody. Yeah, I'm not one of those types, but, I mean, sometimes I can objectively listen to things and they don't fucking make sense to me.
Jet fuel can't melt steel beams.
What?
I said jet fuel can't melt steel beams.
I don't even want to get into that. 9/11 was so long ago. I don't even care at this point if it was the government or if it was terrorists. Who gives a shit? But people died. It sucks. But that was like, what, fucking 15 years ago now? I mean, there's something to it. There's probably listeners like raging like, no, it was terrorists or no, it was the government. But
it was aliens, man.
I just don't want to dive down that rabbit hole right now. Maybe another podcast, another time, I'll get all angry and be like, man, those Twin Towers and shit. It's totally aliens. I don't know. I'm not seeing it. I mean, I think I am. Donna was a few blocks away when bombs hit. And then, another one says, members including principal tried to help saving children. Oh, Don Hushbrung is the name of the person that you're talking about. I'm going to Google search her really quick. She has a Twitter. Look at that update. Busted as alive and well. It's busted as alive and well at her... At her own eulogy and remembrance seen on national TV when she was praised and recognized in Sipos News by CNN interview. It was really her on the floor, to some degree staying out of the limelight of the interview. Has anyone ever seen CNN video of this import with seating of such a person on the floor? Yeah, it's not saying exactly who she is. Like, what she did, because if she was at both, because it's saying she was at Sandy Hook and Boston. Sandy Hook, Boston. Principal. I guess she was a principal or something.
Oh, well, maybe. Like I said, I don't know. I didn't know too much about it. It's just one of those things that kind of stuck in the back of my mind.
Same person dies in Boston marathon bombing and Sandy Hook shooting. Holy shit. Yeah, I'm going to have to read up about this when we're not on the podcast. I feel like I'm taking too much time and like mental energy into looking at this. But her name is... What is her name? What is her name? Just had it. Don Hushbrung, which is Hoschsprung, if you listeners want to look up that name. Do your own research. Be objective. Think for yourself. Question authority. All that good shit.
Nice.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
So what's next on our topics of discussion?
Oh, with finishing about France, that was...
Okay.
That was it on the agenda, and then Yo-Yo's in space. But that's just kind of something to throw out there whenever it was silent. And yeah, that's done. It's gone.
I clogged a 7-Eleven toilet on the way to Daytona Beach.
Clogged it?
Oh, bad.
Oh, man.
Oh, so bad.
Oh, the lighter story.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so on Saturday, we partook in the magical mushrooms once again, which was very, very good trip, as they usually are. But we get out there, and...
Can I get one of your beers?
Yes. A couple of our other friends had come out with us. Excuse us while we stretch. A couple of our friends came out, and they brought beers that were not twist offs because we drink real beer. And I have this nifty trick, which some of you listeners might know, where you use your finger for leverage, pop top off.
Oh, with a lighter.
With a lighter. And these bottles were just so stout. So I'm balls deep into this trip by this point. So I go to pop the top off the lighter.
Oh, this is a cider?
Yeah, it's a cider.
Oh,
yeah.
Doing your ciders.
I like my ciders. Anyway, I go and I pop the top off. Well, what I thought was popping top off, what I actually did was I exploded the lighter, and the lighter fluid came rushing out at a very furious pace. But while this is happening, I got to watch each individual particle of lighter fluid slowly shoot out of the lighter, and then coat my hands, and then get caught by the wind, and then coat everything off to the side of me, and I freaked out, because I thought maybe the bottle exploded at first, and I look, and the lighter is just slowly hissing and leaking. It was interesting.
I wish you would have seen one of those particles go into my beer and warn me about it. I go to take a sip of my beer after this. Like, I get up and go take a piss, and I come back, and like, I take a sip out of my beer, because we're tripping on mushrooms and drinking beer, of course, at the beach. And I go to take a sip of this beer, and it's just straight chemicals and fucking lighter fluid, and I'm like, I thought I was going to die for like 2 minutes. But I lived, obviously.
Yeah, so after I leave you and I start driving to Daytona, I take the stem, crack the stem, start chewing on the stem, start driving.
Because you took us back from the beach and then
went back to
you
the
turned
beach.
Around and left to the beach.
I want to go back to the beach.
Yeah.
So I'm driving and I'm on I-4 and I'm going. I got the windows down, I got the music up real loud. Started eat the mushroom, chewing, swallowed the mushroom. I get to like Sanford. That's when they start to kick in and the road just starts to bend in on itself.
Like changing
on all
size,
sides
and like and shit. So wait, you eat this before you drive out there? Like
as I'm driving out there.
Oh, you dumbass.
Like I ate it all, like as soon as I got on I-4, I started eating it.
Oh Christ,
so,
dude. No way.
The road's bending inward, so everything that I'm coming up to is funneling to a center focal point. And everything around it is bending and weaving beside it. And I'm looking at the headlights of the cars in front of me and their taillights. And I'm looking like, how close am I to this car? I can't actually tell. And then I would get passing glimpses of the lights from the other cars behind me. And it was fun. It was a fun drive.
Man, I had back a couple of years ago, I bought like a 25 strip of 25i. And I had like all these research chemicals. Like I just had hit upon hit of these.
Horrible.
So I'm doing it like every weekend, which my reality and existence for like a month or for like actually months. I feel like there was about 4 or 5 months of time where I was just off. Like one of those acid binges that is a lot different because you're on some strange research chemical. Those are the worst. But, you know, just because like I made the bad decision of driving, I don't do that shit no more. Try not to. Maybe mushrooms, but and about to drive on no acid, at least coming up or peaking or anything, maybe like after glowing, but yeah, I ain't about that shit no more. I'm too old for that. But I drove so much on this 25i, and you know me, of course, I'm listening to Tool the whole time. Like, you know the white lines on the side of the road to the left as you're driving? For like 5 months they spelled Tool.
That's fucking hilarious.
Like the white dashes spelled Tool. Anytime I would drive, tripping or not, after this, I just saw Tool on the white lines in the road. Listening to Tool or not, just, I would look at the road and I would see Tool.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I still, every once in a while it'll come up, but it doesn't happen too much anymore. Alright, well, I'm going to, I wish I could overlay the outro. I gotta find a way to make that smoother. With this new mixer I got coming in the mail, it should work. But I have an outro, too, that's I'm not going to play it this time because it's not that important, but it's basically like the intro is the start to Beethoven's Fifth and the outro is the last couple of seconds, but it fades in so slow that like cue outro and then, you know, close like good clean goods, check out my soap, fucking go to Amazon, check out our ads while the music is queuing up, and then by the time we're done the music will be loud and shit.
Nice.
It's cool. I'm spoiling it, but you guys will see whenever you...
Well, you won't see, you'll hear.
Later podcasts. Goddamn right, you'll hear it. I will vibrate your eardrums.
I'm Damien.
I am Dolan, and I am the owner, operator of Good Clean Goods, LLC. I am the sole proprietor. I am the main entrepreneur. I am the only employee. I am the employer.
I'm the click commander.
I make soap. It's fucking awesome. Lavender is the best, but, you know, pick your favorite. Go to the website, check it out, goodcleangoods.com. While you're at it, go to goodcleantalks.com. Click on the ads. Just click on the ads. Fucking go buy shit. Like, on it. Great company. I've used all their supplements. Alpha Brain is my favorite. Like, usually before a podcast, I'll pop like four of them and just fucking sit there with like my mind like instantly on everything. And it's great. It's a nootropic, and it helps your brain be more fluid. Yo, it affects the healthy growth of neurotransmitters. It's great. It's fucking great. They got other supplements too. Like they have this stuff called 180 blend. It's like a powder. You can put it in a water bottle after you're like hungover, you have a long night, or like you rolled the night before or something, or you're just fucking torn, or like you're jet lagged, you're sleep deprived. Take this powder and put it into a water bottle and drink it, and you're fucking straight. Like, there's like enough supplements in there to get you right. Check it out. Amazon links go, if you're gonna buy anything on Amazon, go to Good Clean Talks first, click on the link, and then go to Amazon and buy some shit. Help me out. Help the podcast out. Help us out with some new equipment, some sound setups, a good studio to where you don't hear the crickets in the background. Just, you know, much love. Show the love back. Yo, help us out. And I'm Dolan. And much love. Thank you for listening. Have a good night. This has been Good Clean Talks.